freezing drizzle is causing some icing on untreated surfaces, so be careful this morning as you're getting out and about. Should warm up to about 38 by midday today. A winter weather advisory remains in effect till noon in the meantime. The Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce wants to create a new way to pay for big projects that benefit the entire area. Yesterday, the Chamber and leaders of its Q2030 initiative announced they plan to create the Quad Cities Regional Metropolitan Authority. Paul Rumler, the Chamber's president and CEO, says it'll require the approval of Illinois and Iowa legislatures, Congress, and the president.
There will be a board that will be created, and appointments will be made of non-elected officials by our local governments. And this board would have the authority to collect funds, whether it be from philanthropic sources, private sources, other donations, state, local, federal grants, or local tax revenues, if they decide that that's the course that they want to go.
And he says if the Regional Metropolitan Authority Board wants to collect tax revenues, simultaneous referenda would be required in Rock Island and Scott Counties. Rumler says the Quad Cities Chamber has already talked with local state legislators and identified sponsors for the bill. In her condition of the state address yesterday, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds called for a 1 cent sales tax increase, but she wants to offset it by reducing the income tax. As Grant Gerlach reports, Democrats are concerned about how that would shift the tax burden.
A portion of the increase would fund the Outdoor Recreation Trust Fund passed by voters in 2010. Reynolds, a Republican, wants to use most of what's left to cancel out the sales tax increase with an income tax cut worth about $170 million. Senate Minority Leader Janet Peterson, a Democrat from Des Moines, says that could result in a greater share of state revenue coming from people who can least afford to pay.
Very concerned when you're raising sales tax and reducing income tax. We don't want that to hurt our retired Iowans and low-income Iowans, so wanting to take a close look at how that will pan out.
Reynolds would also put a larger share of the fund toward water quality than what voters approved. Peterson says she wants to make sure infrastructure improvements would still have enough support under that formula. I'm Grant Gerlach, Iowa Public Radio News.
Hoping to encourage more people to participate in the Iowa caucuses, several groups in the Quad Cities will hold a caucus training session tonight. Herb Trix has more.
One of the organizers, Maria Briburesco, says the program will be nonpartisan, starting with short presentations by both county chairs, explaining how each party will choose their preferred candidates for president.
Not only are the eyes of the country on us, I believe the eyes of the world, because the United States is such a powerful country, and because of the times that we live in.
And despite the importance of this first-in-the-nation competition for candidates, she says relatively few Iowans participate in the caucuses.
If an Iowan goes and participates in a caucus, their voice is amplified. So for every one Iowan that participates in the caucuses, it's basically around 100,000 Californians. I heard that from a presidential candidate, and I go, wow, that's probably right.
The training will be held Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Davenport Library's Eastern Avenue branch. I'm Herb Trix.
In college basketball, Iowa beat Northwestern 75-62. Iowa State's at Baylor tonight. Augustana hosts Wheaton. St. Ambrose hosts St. Francis. The Bulls host the Wizards. The Blackhawks beat Ottawa 3-2 in overtime last night. They're in Montreal tonight.